From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Republicans take control of the House this week, and they'll have greater strength in the Senate as well. One of their first showdowns with the White House may come over raising the federal debt ceiling. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says he first wants to see a plan for reining in government spending.
I will not vote for the debt ceiling increase until I see a plan in place that will deal with our long-term debt obligations, starting with Social Security.
Graham on NBC's Meet the Press, but Austin Goolsbee, chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisers, says refusing to raise the debt ceiling would essentially push the U.S. into defaulting on the nation's financial obligations.
That's not a game. I don't see why anybody's talking about playing chicken with the debt ceiling.
Goolsbee told ABC's this week that the impact on the economy of refusing to raise the debt ceiling would be catastrophic. The Navy is investigating some raunchy videos which were produced and shown aboard the aircraft carrier USS Enterprise. The videos, which were aired on the ship's closed-circuit TV system several years ago, contain anti-gay slurs and sexually oriented scenes. NPR's Paul Brown reports the video's host was the executive officer on the Enterprise at the time and is currently the ship's commander.
The Virginian Pilot newspaper reports on the videos made in 2006 and 2007 and shown when the Enterprise was deployed to the Middle East. The newspaper posts edited scenes on its website with Captain Owen Honors making fun of gays.
This evening, all of you bleeding hearts, and you swole boy, why don't you just go ahead and hug yourselves for the next 20 minutes or so, because there's a really good chance you're going to be offended tonight.
It's not known why the videos are resurfacing now. A Navy commander says the Navy put a stop to them 4 years ago. The Virginian Pilot quotes anonymous Enterprise crew members saying their superiors brushed off their concerns when the videos were shown. Honors has been the Enterprise's commander since May. Paul Brown, NPR News.
Military planes in Australia are carrying emergency supplies to cities and towns in the path of widening floodwaters that have now spread over an area bigger than the state of Texas. The BBC's Nick Bryant reports from the coastal city of Rockhampton, which has been virtually isolated by the flooding.
From here, Rockhampton looks like a small island surrounded by an inland sea, and all the time the waters are rising. The Australian Defence Force is trying to stockpile medical supplies and food, and the Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard has said that barges and helicopters will be used if residents are cut off. Police have been wading chest-deep through the murky brown floodwaters of outlying suburbs, ordering people to leave their homes. But many residents are worried about doing so after reports of small-scale looting.
The BBC's Nick Bryant reporting from Rockhampton, Australia, where officials say recovering from the flooding will take months. This is NPR News from Washington. Clearing away snow in New York City from the storm that hit right after Christmas has taken days, and now city residents, including Annette Stroud of Brooklyn, are grumbling about the garbage that's been piling up ever since.
It's terrible. A whole week? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yasmin Khan, a member station WNYC, says sanitation crews will begin hauling away piles of garbage today.
New Yorkers are expected to dig out any trash buried under piles of snow, and residents are asked to shovel a path so workers have easy access to the curb. Crews yesterday began some garbage removal, emptying out litter baskets on the street and dumpsters outside large residential buildings. The sanitation department spent last week plowing and replowing roadways. Several inches of snow still line some city streets and sidewalks. For NPR News, I'm Yasmin Khan in New York.
The latest snapshot of the nation's economic situation comes out this week when the Labor Department releases monthly unemployment numbers. NPR's Tamara Keith reports economists are expecting the employment picture to improve somewhat this year.
The unemployment rate currently stands at 9.8%. That's higher than it was at the start of last year. But there are signs the job market could be turning around. Last week, the Labor Department reported the number of people filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits dropped dramatically to 388,000. That's the lowest number since July 2008, and part of a general downward trend in the number of applications. Still, there are more than 15 million people unemployed, and more than 40% of them have been out of work for 6 months or longer. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for